In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A number of us here were born in different countries. We grew up in a different country. And maybe because of marriage or for some other reason, we were able to become nationals of Switzerland and even get a Swiss passport. We could say that we were foreigners, but now we are fellow citizens with the Swiss here. And when we come to our passage in Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 19, we read these words: "You are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people." And so I thought it would be good for us to consider what it is to be a citizen of heaven. Because Paul obviously was not speaking of a worldly country here when he spoke of us being citizens of it, but of something spiritual, of being a heavenly citizen. And the way that we approach it, we will first of all consider an aspect of our relationship with our Lord, our Sovereign, who reigns over all. Then with each other, with our fellow citizens. And then finally, thirdly, with those who are not citizens of heaven, with those who are not part of the kingdom of God. Let us take the first point, our relationship to our Lord, our Sovereign, who reigns over all. When we look back in history, when we think of the great kings of, say, Babylon and Persia, and of course many other countries, we find that people would come to them, and often before they would speak, or sometimes they would just write about them or speak about them and say how great they are. Maybe how great their riches are, or how large their empire or their land is. And of course, when they gave such a speech, they would often exaggerate. When we turn to the scriptures, we find that often there are words of praise for the Lord. We can think of the Psalms. Or if we go to some of the prayers, both in the Old Testament and in the New, we find words of praise, normally before there is some request. But the big difference between that of the praise for these kings of the past and that of our Lord who rules over us is that the words that people praise him for in the scripture are true. They're not exaggerated. We turn to Genesis chapter 1 and we find that God created the heavens and the earth. We turn to the oldest book probably in our Bibles, the book of Job. And we find that Job speaks and says at the end of this book, or towards the end, speaking of God, "I know that you can do all things and that no plan of yours can be frustrated." And when we come to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, in chapter 19, we find that the multitude cry out, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God Almighty reigns." So as we look through the scripture, it is clear that God has not only created the heavens and the earth and all that is in it, but he also sustains it, looks after it, directs it, and even has a plan and a program that no part of his will or his plan can be frustrated. And it's interesting to think about this, because this is our Lord whom we meet when we come to him. You know, the people in the past, they would be very hesitant and reluctant to go in front of these great kings or emperors. We can think of the story of Esther. Esther, who was actually married to the king, who was actually the queen. But she was worried about going in front of the king because she had not been called, and she had to wait for his gold scepter to be lowered down in her direction. Otherwise, she could have lost her life. And even today, when we think of these world leaders that we so often hear about on the news, there are very few people who are in contact, who can freely go and say, speak to the President of the United States, or to the leader of China, or to the leader of Russia, or any other great country. But here, this is something wonderful for us as citizens of heaven. This is one of our rights or privileges, that we can come freely into the presence of the Lord who reigns over all. I wonder if you've thought about this. What a great privilege it is. We'd be very pleased, for example, if we could speak to people, or if we had on our mobile phone a list of people who we could phone up who are leaders of different countries. But we have something far greater than that. We can go into the presence of the Lord, the Almighty God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who directs and orders all things and reigns over all. So as we conclude our first point, let us ask ourselves, do we really take advantage of this great opportunity that we have to come to the presence of the Lord and come first with praise, but then also present our concerns, our requests for ourselves and for others? But secondly, as we look at this, we consider ourselves as citizens and our relationship to each other. In some countries, we find that people work together well together and the country seems to prosper. But in other countries, and some of you may have lived in such countries, we find that everyone seems to be pulling in different directions. There is regionalism, there is tribalism, and there is just what we might call plain selfishness. People wanting to get as much for themselves as possible, wanting to pay bribes or receive bribes so that they can do things and get things done in their way. But when we come to consider ourselves as citizens of heaven, we find that we work together. In fact, we're bound far more closer than any country. We are bound by fellowship of the Holy Spirit, bound together by love. And when we seek to use our gifts, for example, in the church, we seek to build up each other. One of the great opportunities we have to encourage each other, of course, is on a Sunday. Normally, and rightly so, we think of coming on Sunday as coming to worship the Lord. And of course, that is our first priority. But also, another concern is to encourage each other. And many of us can testify of times when we felt a bit down, a bit unhappy, or just really not on top of things. And we've come to the church, we've come to worship the Lord, but then we've spoken with others, or we've just been involved in the worship, and we've felt encouraged afterwards. So let us take every opportunity to come on a regular basis, not only to worship the Lord, of course, which is our first priority, but also to encourage each other, to encourage others, and to receive encouragement ourselves. But thirdly, as we look and consider ourselves as citizens, we'll consider ourselves in respect to those who are not citizens of heaven, who are not of the kingdom of God. When we look at countries, we find that countries often put restrictions on who can come into the country and who can become a national of that country. I remember when I got married, I found that I could not become a Swiss national straight away. I had to wait a number of years. But when it comes to being citizens of heaven, when we come to consider the kingdom of God, we find the position is very different. It is not of keeping people out, but indeed of inviting people in. Think of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me, he says, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Or at the end of Revelation, we find right in the last chapter there, in the last section, at the end of our Bibles, come, all those who are thirsty, come. It is a call to come and join us. So, as we go about our week and as we think about these things, let us also think about inviting others to come and worship the Lord and to also join us as citizens of heaven. We've looked over and considered this idea of being part of the kingdom of God, part of being a citizen of heaven. We've reminded ourselves that we have the Lord God whom we serve, whom we worship, but who we have the privilege of coming and presenting our requests to. We've reminded ourselves also that we're fellow citizens who are bound together by the Holy Spirit, and we're there to also to encourage each other as well as to worship the Lord. And we also reminded ourselves that to those who are outside, we follow our Lord and we invite them and we say, come. Come and worship the Lord. Come and be a citizen of heaven. Let me end with these words. Paul says, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people. May the Lord bless this word to your hearts.